Lesson 96, Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 90 through 92. Introduction. On March 8, 1833, the Lord gave the revelation recorded in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 90. This revelation contains instructions to the presidency of the high priesthood and was a continuing step in the development of the first presidency. See the section introduction. On March 9, 1833, Joseph Smith inquired whether he should include the Apocrypha in his translation of the Bible. The Lord responded to Joseph Smith's inquiry through the revelation recorded in Doctrine and Covenants 91 and told him it was not needful to translate it. Just a few days later, on March 15, 1833, the prophet received the revelation recorded in Doctrine and Covenants 92, instructing Frederick G. Williams, one of the counselors to Joseph Smith, to be an active member of the United Firm, which had been established to oversee the welfare and business affairs of the church. Suggestions for teaching. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 90, verses 1 through 18. The Lord instructs the presidency of the high priesthood concerning their responsibilities. Begin the lesson by asking the following question. What is the most valuable gift you have ever received? Why is it valuable? Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 90, verses 1 through 3 aloud, and ask the class to look for something valuable that the Lord had given to Joseph Smith. What did Joseph Smith hold? The keys of the kingdom, which means the rights of presidency, or the power God gives to man to govern and direct his kingdom on the earth. Why is that valuable? Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 90, verses 4 and 5 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and identify the warning the Lord gave the saints. You may need to explain that as used in verses 4 and 5, the word oracles refers to revelations from God through His prophets. What warning did the Lord give the saints? What principle can we learn from this warning? Students' responses should reflect the following principle. If we treat lightly the revelations God gives through His prophets, we will stumble and fall. You may want to write this principle on the board. What do you think it means to treat the revelations God gives through His prophets as a light thing? What are some examples of revelations people might be tempted to treat lightly? Invite students to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 90, verse 6, silently, looking for who else the Lord said would hold the keys of the kingdom. Ask students to report what they found. Explain that on March 18, 1833, 10 days after Section 90 was given, Joseph Smith set apart Sidney Rigdon and Frederick G. Williams as counselors in the presidency of the high priesthood, which would later be called the first presidency of the church. What doctrine can we learn from verse 6? Students' responses should reflect the following doctrine. The first presidency holds the keys of the kingdom. Make sure students understand that although each member of the first presidency holds the keys of the kingdom, the president of the church is the only one who can receive revelation for the whole church. Summarize Doctrine and Covenants, Section 90, verses 7 through 10, by explaining that the first presidency was instructed to prepare the members of the school of the prophets to preach the gospel throughout the world. Invite students to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 90, verse 11, silently, and consider how this verse is being fulfilled today. Ask students to report what they learned. Note. Summarize. You will not have time to teach everything in a scripture block with equal emphasis. On occasion, you may need to summarize the storyline or teachings in one part of a scripture block to allow sufficient time to cover the more important content, doctrines, or principles in another part of the block. Summarizing rather than omitting portions of a scripture block can help students better understand the overall message of the block. You may also want to summarize Doctrine and Covenants, Section 90, verses 12 through 18. These verses teach that the prophet Joseph Smith and his counselors were to set in order the affairs of the church. You may want to testify that the first presidency holds the keys of the kingdom and share your feelings about the importance of heeding their words. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 90, verses 19 through 37. The Lord instructs the saints in Zion. Explain that when Joseph Smith received the revelation in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 90, he and the other church leaders were in a difficult situation because of the church's lack of financial resources. What do you do when circumstances in your life become very difficult? Explain the Doctrine and Covenants, section 90, verses 19 through 37, contains the Lord's instructions to early church leaders on how to handle the difficult circumstances they faced. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants, section 90, verse 24 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and identify counsel that could comfort individuals going through difficult times. What counsel in verse 24 could comfort individuals going through difficult times? How would you state the Lord's message in this verse as a principle? Students' responses should reflect the following principle. If we search diligently, pray always, believe, and keep our covenants, all things will work together for our good. What do you think it means that all things will work together for our good? When have you sought to be faithful during a difficult time and felt blessed as a result? Explain that one church member who demonstrated great faithfulness during difficult times was Vienna Jakes. Assign students to work in pairs. Give each student a copy of the following information about Vienna Jakes. Invite the partners to study Doctrine and Covenants, section 90, verses 28 through 31 together, and identify the specific instructions the Lord gave to Vienna. Next, ask them to study the handout and look for ways Vienna was faithful. Vienna Jakes is an example of the faithfulness of many early Latter-day Saints. She was born June 10, 1787. After she met the missionaries in Boston, Massachusetts, USA, she traveled to Kirtland, Ohio in 1831. She stayed there 6 weeks and was baptized. Upon returning to Boston, Vienna helped bring several members of her family into the church. She then settled up her business and went back to Kirtland to unite her interests forever with the church. In 1833, Vienna consecrated all her possessions, including $1,400, to the church, during a time when the money was desperately needed. She then traveled to Missouri to receive her inheritance in Zion. However, soon after she arrived, she suffered persecution with the saints. After being driven from her home in Missouri, she attended to the sick in Zion's camp. Heber C. Kimball wrote, quote, "I received great kindness from Sister Vienna Jakes, who administered to my wants and also to my brethren. May the Lord reward her for her kindness." End quote. While in Missouri, Vienna married Daniel Shearer. She traveled west to Utah in 1847 and at the age of 60 drove her own wagon across the plains. She settled in Salt Lake City and for the rest of her life worked hard to support herself and diligently study the Scriptures. Vienna died on February 7, 1884, at the age of 96. Her obituary stated, quote, "She was true to her covenants and esteemed the restoration of the gospel as a priceless treasure." End quote. When the pairs have finished reading, discuss the following questions with the class. How did Vienna Jakes fulfill the instructions the Lord gave her? What impresses you about Vienna Jakes? What did you learn from what you read about Vienna Jakes? Doctrine and Covenants, section 91. The Savior instructs Joseph Smith not to translate the Apocrypha. If possible, display a few different sources of written information, such as a book, a newspaper or magazine, or a mobile device. How can you know if something you read in these sources is true? Explain that the revelation recorded in Doctrine and Covenants 91 instructed Joseph Smith how to discern if something he was reading was true. Invite a student to read the section introduction aloud. Ask the class to follow along and look for what Joseph was doing at the time he received this revelation. Invite them to report what they found. Explain that the Apocrypha is a collection of sacred books of the Jewish people that were not originally included in the Hebrew Bible or the Old Testament, but were included in the Greek translation of the Bible shortly before the time of Christ. Some of the books bridge the time periods between the Old Testament and the New Testament. When early Christians compiled the books of the Bible centuries later, they included the books of the Apocrypha, but there were questions about whether they belonged as part of the Scriptures. The copy of the Bible Joseph Smith was using to create his inspired translation contained the Apocrypha. However, because the validity of the Apocrypha was in question, Joseph asked the Lord if his translation of the Bible should include these books. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants, section 91, verses 1 through 3 aloud. Ask the class to look for what Joseph Smith learned about the Apocrypha. You may need to explain that an interpolation is material that has been inserted in a manuscript, sometimes resulting in the corruption of the original text. After students report what they found, invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants section 91, verses 4 through 6 aloud. Ask students to identify how Joseph Smith could know what was true in the Apocrypha. How could Joseph know what was true in the Apocrypha? How can the counsel in verses 4 through 6 help us with things we read? Students should identify the following principle. The Holy Ghost can help us know if the things we read are true. You may want to invite students to share an experience they have had when they have felt the Holy Ghost confirm that something they read was true. Doctrine and Covenants 92. Frederick G. Williams is to be received into the United Firm. Explain that the revelation contained in Doctrine and Covenants 92 instructed church leaders who were part of the United Firm, also called the United Order, to accept Frederick G. Williams into the firm. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants section 92, verses 1 through 2 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and identify how the Lord wanted Frederick G. Williams to act as a member of the firm. Ask students to report what they found. What do you think it means that Frederick G. Williams was to be a lively member? What can you do to be a lively member of the church today? What principle can we learn from verse 2 about the blessings promised to the faithful? Students' responses should reflect the following principle. If we are faithful in keeping the Lord's commandments, then we will be blessed forever. Conclude with your testimony of the importance of the doctrines and principles identified in this lesson. Commentary and background information. Doctrine and Covenants, section 90, verse 24. Search diligently. The Lord admonished the saints to search diligently, pray always, and be believing, and all things shall work together for your good. President Harold B. Lee explained that this counsel would have been particularly meaningful for early church leaders who had little or no experience in church administration and who faced difficult challenges at the time this revelation was given. He further explained what it means to search diligently. Quote, diligence means to be industrious, the opposite of being lazy or careless or indifferent. In other words, they must search to know the doctrines of the church, and they must search to know the instructions that had been given concerning church procedures. End quote.